Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Are you good? Nice. Well, this is the second week of our God series, and we're just answering questions about God, right? Or let God answer questions for himself. So, does God hear? Right? Does God hear? This is when I was a teenager, this is the question I was asking myself all the time. Grace spoke about her uncle passing, right? Those are the situations where you ask, but we've prayed for this person to get healed. We prayed for this person to get out of hospital. And then they die. God, are you hearing? Are you there? So those are the questions we're going to answer today. But first, we need to express ourselves, right? So share with the people sitting you're sitting with in the table. Share about the time when you felt that God has heard your prayer. All right, I'm going to give you like 2 minutes to do that. And what did you pray about and what happened? So just share quickly with the people sitting around you. Let's express ourselves to each other. Right, time starts now. All right. Wow, I heard people talking and talking and talking. And one time, I was praying. I think I was in grade 9 or 10. And I was just tired. I was going through stuff. And it was exam time, right? And I prayed. And I'm like, God, this maths exam, please help me pass it. But I wasn't really doing much at home, right? I wasn't really studying. I would look at my books. You can't read through maths. You have to do it. So I was reading through mathematics, okay? And I prayed. I'm like, God, please help me. I need to pass this. I need to pass this exam. And guess what happened? I failed. You know why? You know why? It's because I didn't put any effort in it. And it doesn't mean that God didn't answer my prayer, right? Doesn't mean that he didn't. God's answer was no, I believe. That at that time, God's answer to me was no, but he heard me. He heard my prayer. But because I was more focused on what I was feeling at that time, the things that I was going through, and not focusing on him. And not focusing on the maths that I have to study for. So it doesn't mean that God didn't hear me, he heard me. It's just that his answer was like, no, you didn't put any effort in it, so I'm not going to do anything about it. Simple as that. So to me, that I believe that God hears. And he heard me at that time. So that was just me expressing myself. Now we need to explore, right? How do we explore? Let God talk for himself, okay? God can talk for himself. And how do we explore? How does the Bible answer questions that God does here? How does the Bible do that? Remember, the Bible is the word of God. So we read the Bible, it's God answering for himself, telling us that he does here. So we're going to get pieces of paper, the scriptures there. Just choose one or two, read through them, and share amongst each other. Right? What that scripture tells you. I'm going to give you a few minutes to read one of the scriptures for yourself, and then I'm going to give you time just to share. What does that scripture say to you about God hearing? Does God hear? Let's let God answer for himself. All right. Seems like people are done. Did you have fun sharing? Yeah. All right. Now let's look at the scriptures that you have, okay? One of the scriptures says, the Lord's eyes are on the righteous, or on righteous people. His ears hear their cry for help. Ah, wow. His ears, he has ears. Let's just start there. His ears hear our cry for help. So, evidence number one that God does hear, all right? Now, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, search for me, and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear their prayers from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their country. Wow. So, if I realize that I'm a sinner, and I go to God and say, God, forgive me, and I humble myself in front of God, he says he will hear my prayer. When I search for him, he will hear my prayer. Evidence number two, God does hear. He's not going to just hear my prayer, but he will heal my country. Imagine, through me, believing, having faith in him, he can even heal the entire country. How amazing is God? Evidence number three, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and mysterious things that you do not know. He doesn't just hear, but he answers. He answers. He say, call to me. Let's call to God. This is the Bible speaking. This is God speaking for himself, telling us that, listen, I can hear. I hear you very clearly. But he will even tell us mysterious things, things that we didn't even know about when we call to him, to show that he hears us. Right? He says, ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. So if a person says ask, it means that person is a person who can hear, is a person who can understand. Right? So he says, ask and it shall be given to you. Knock, the doors will be open for you. So God is asking us to come to him. There's another scripture that says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Let's continue. Let the scripture speak for itself. God does not listen to sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. So God does not listen to sinners. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not fool ourselves. That imagine when, if I'm a thief, if I steal things and I pray, like thieves pray, guys, criminals pray, and I pray, God, please help me. I need to steal Grace's phone. Help me to be sneaky. Do you think God is going to answer that? God will, it doesn't mean it doesn't hear you. He's just not listening to you. It's like you and me, if you upset me, if Kuli upsets me, I'm not going to be willing to listen to her. But I can hear her. I can hear her, blah, 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 blah. That's all I hear. But I'm not willing to listen to her. So let's come to God and let God forgive our sins. Let's be worshipers of God and do his will. Another evidence that God has ears and God can listen. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Wow. God pays attention to what we say to him. God pays attention. He cares about what you have to say. But he's against evil. When we turn back from our sins, God will listen to you more and more and more. All right. Another evidence that God listens. He hears us. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears. Anything, if we ask anything according to his will, according to what he wants for you, not what I want for myself. If what I want is not according to God's will, then let me forget it. It's not going to happen. Right? So, what is God's will about my life? You need to search. You need to pray. You need to read the Bible, and God will tell you his will about you. God wants us to worship him. That's it. He wants us to be true to him. So, let's be aware that God does listen. Let's not be fooled. Just because you don't get the answer you want, it doesn't mean that God didn't listen to you. Just because when you prayed, you asked for, I was talking to Pastor Mark, an iPhone 6, right? Just because you didn't get it, it doesn't mean that God didn't hear you. Sometimes God's time is the best time. Not sometimes, all the time. God's time is the perfect time. So let's wait upon the Lord. You'll get an iPhone 10. Who knows, right? Let's wait upon the Lord. The Lord wants the best for us. Just because it's quiet and we feel like God hasn't listened to us, it doesn't mean that he's not answering us. He is giving us an answer. Sometimes he just says, it's not the best time. Wait. Grace wants to get married. No, Grace, you're still too young. Wait, right? She can pray until she's blue, but God will say, wait, this is not the best time. And when we try to do things out of our own, then we get into trouble. So let's watch this video clip. It's quite fun, so enjoy it.
Jesus, thank you for Mommy, Daddy, Ducky, me, everyone, Lord, my baby sister. Thank you for all of us, Lord. Thank you for my whole family, Jay. Thank you for Tea Ready. Bless our
hey,
Lord.
Silas?
Yes?
What are you doing?
Praying.
Okay. Why are you praying?
Because God is always listening to my prayers. Right, Mom?
That's right. God is always listening.
God is always listening. Just because we don't see him, it doesn't mean that his ears are closed. Somebody once said to me, if people will listen, that's why people gossip, because ears don't have a lid. You can't close them. So God is always listening. Yeah, you can't close them. You can't switch them off. So God's ears don't have a lid, just like our ears don't have lids. So he's always listening. So remember, we express, we explore, and now we need to experience. Okay, you're going to get another piece of paper. Now we need to learn, how do we experience God? Meaning we need to act, all right? What helps God hear our prayers? What does your verse say? You're going to get other verses. Please don't confuse them with the other one. So what does that verse say to you about you acting, taking action to God hearing you? What does it say? How does God hear you? All right. I'll give you another few minutes. You can please write on your paper what you think God is saying on that verse. All right. So you just write down what you feel is that verse saying to you. So what do we do? What do we do to ensure that God hears us? Remember those verses that says, if I'm a sinner, God doesn't listen to me. So what do we do? So going through those verses that you guys have, number one, you confess your sins. The Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Oh, what? If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, God would not have listened. So I need to confess. Confess the sin that you have, all right? Secondly, what we need to do is to forgive others. Mark 11 verse 25 says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins as well. So we find that unforgiveness is sin. Remember, you confess your sin and now you act on it. You forgive others. So when you forgive others, God will listen to you. Meaning God will also forgive your sins when you pray to him and say, God, please forgive my sins. Right? Thirdly, have right motives. How many times do we pray for something and we don't have the correct heart or the right motive? The James 4 verse 3 says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. It's not about my own pleasures. It's about what God wants for me. Remember, we said, God has a plan for you. God has a will for you. Right? So we pray according to God's will in our lives, not because of my own motives. If I'm going to pray and ask God to give me riches, but I'm not going to share those riches with others, why do I have riches? If I pray that God make me the most powerful pastor in the whole world, but I don't even speak to the person who is the low of the lowest, that's after my own motives. That's for me to shine, not for God to shine, right? And number four, discover God's will, right? The scriptures, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So, discover God's will. What is God's will about your life? What does God want for you? If you don't ask them, we won't know. If you don't spend time with him, we won't know. How do you spend time with it? Through prayer and reading the word of God, reading the Bible. That's it. Number 5, get rid of violence, right? I'll explain that right now, just now. Isaiah 1, verse 15 says, though you offer many prayers, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims. I know, I believe that none of us here are killers, right? We don't have people that we've murdered, but we do have innocent victims. My words can destroy the next person. That's violence. My words can destroy the next person. What do you say to other people? How do I hurt people? Right? I've hurt people in my life. I've hurt people with my in my life. So we need to get rid of that violence that we have. Sometimes ignoring a person can hurt them. So violence can come in different ways, not just you going and literally stabbing someone, but our words can also hurt people. Number 6, help the poor. How many times do we just stop and help the poor? I know what we sometimes say. We like, but he's going to go buy drugs. That's not your business. Your business is helping the poor. The scripture says in Proverbs 21, verse 13, Whoever shuts their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. What? Right? So let's not shut our ears towards the poor. I know you can't help everybody, but that person, that one person that you can help, that you can assist, it means a lot to God. And God is not going to shut his ears from you. And the 7th one, which is the last one, says, ask with faith. Matthew 21, verse 22 says, you can pray for anything if you have faith, you will receive it. If you have faith. What is faith? Faith is the evidence of things that you cannot see. I have faith in God because I don't see him. It's pointless for me to say, I have faith that Debbie is in this room. But I can see Debbie's in this room. But if I was outside trying to come in and I'm looking for Debbie and I say, I have faith that Debbie is in that room, then that's faith. Faith is an evidence of things not seen. So let's have faith in God. Let's have faith. Don't just pray with doubt that, oh, maybe he will answer, maybe he won't. If you pray within God's will for something, God will answer. Sometimes the answer may not be what you want, but he will answer, meaning that he has heard you. So God does listen. Let's look at these things, 7 things again, right? What helps God to hear our prayers? That's from our part now. That's us acting. Confess your sins, forgive others, have right motives, discover God's will, get rid of violence, help the poor, and ask with faith. Those are the 7 things we need to remember. That's it. That's what we need to do on our part for God to hear us. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that even right now as we're talking to you, you are listening. You hear us. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the most powerful weapon, which is the Word of God, which is your Bible, that it helps us to understand that you do hear. A lot of people have prayed in the Bible and you heard them and you answered them. God, help us to make you so real in our lives, so tangible in our lives. Let your presence be felt in our lives and help us to have the faith that is required, that you hear, that you can hear us and you can answer prayers. In Jesus' name, Lord, as we are about to leave and go our separate ways, help us, Lord, to remember that no matter what happens in life, you can hear us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Right? Now that we know that God hears, next week we're learning that he actually cares. He doesn't just hear us, but he cares about us. He cares for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, please go well. We'll see you next week.